Welcome to today's IBM podcast on the added value of social networking and unified communications. Hi, I'm Ed White, the manager of the Integrated Business Communications Innovation Center, and I'll be speaking today with Fred Clark, who is a business development executive with IBM Strategic Alliances and IBM Global Services. Hello, Fred.
Hi, Ed. How are you today?
I'm great. So I've heard an awful lot about social networking and its growing popularity in non-business applications, like MySpace or Facebook. What is social networking, and why is it important to a business?
Okay. Well, social networking, the concept's pretty simple. It's the idea that you have communities of people who have common interests or common interests and activities, and they're able to use different tools, what's commonly used as websites, where they can link with each other and communicate with each other. Now, what's happened is businesses have caught on to some of these nifty websites like MySpace and Facebook, and they've started leveraging those same social networking interests for things like LinkedIn, which is a business site that tries to link job openings with skilled professionals. But also companies are looking at setting up communities in these social networking sites where there may be a company that wants to get people that are interested in a certain product in the Facebook space. But also companies are taking these tools and capabilities and bringing them in-house. So they're using it with employees within the company, linking to partners, maybe linking to customers as well, creating blogs where they can get a dialogue and exchange information directly to customers. So there's a lot of tools under social networking that businesses are finding out have a completely different way of reaching out, connecting, and leveraging expertise and communicating with their customers.
Okay, I think I understand that now. So what does IBM have to offer that helps the business in this area?
Well, IBM has actually been doing a lot of things around social networking for the past few years. And recently they started shipping some products that really are enterprise ready to support social networking. So Lotus Connections came out. It's on a second version now, and that provides some enterprise ready tools for social networking. Also, there's a document management capability that supports some of the tenets of social networking that's come from Lotus as well, called Lotus Quicker. And also IBM has stepped up their investments in this space. They recently announced the opening of the IBM Center for Social Software, where they're doing a lot of research and a lot of work with customers to explore new ways to leverage social networking.
Gosh, that's great. Hey, listen, can you elaborate a little bit on the Connections product? I've heard about that before. What exactly is it, and how does it help a business be more competitive and agile?
Okay, well it's a pretty simple product platform of Connections. So it's got five core capabilities. The first is it supports profiles, where directory information and self-edited information be captured on individuals. So this is where people can put information about their expertise and capabilities. There's also a capability to support communities. So you can have communities of interest, communities of practice that can be supported with various tools to link and communicate and to manage those communities. It also has a blogging capability, so to manage and to make it easy to link or to search across blogs. And it has something called Dog Ear, and this is around the concept of social bookmarking. So people can bookmark an external and internal website, they can tag it, and they can save it for reference for later. And an interesting point there about dog earing is we find that about half of all searches end with somebody finding a bookmarked website because someone has already validated it and tagged it, and usually a subject matter expert may have said, this is a great site that others need to see. And then the last capability is around activities. And this is the idea that you can work with an extended team where there are certain activities that are identified and are shared and then worked against to support particularly team-based roles that are working with the Connections platform. The other thing that's worth mentioning about Connections, which we're very excited about, is RIM BlackBerrys now support the capability to link into Connections remotely. So you can be on a customer site, or you can be just away from your desk. And if you're looking for a particular expertise, let's say, you can easily use your BlackBerry, put in a keyword search in the profiles capability, and find that expert. And of course, use your BlackBerry to go ahead and send an email or to actually call them directly.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. You know, I was listening to you here and thinking, so the key business benefit is that I can find knowledge that I don't have today. I can get an expert in real time that I don't even know exists. And being a mobile worker myself, I understand how hard it is to stay connected to you know, since I'm not in a branch, stay connected to people with like interests. And I think with the drive for green technologies and reducing travel, and that becomes even more important for all businesses to be able to reach their employees who don't come to the office every day. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, what happens, we're seeing a lot of companies that are looking to get a lot more remote workers or make people work in a home office as opposed to a set location. And what happens is those workers who may be used to going down the hall or down to a cubicle to knock on somebody's door to when they can get that expert is needed, when you put them in and work remotely, you do need to give them some pretty easy-to-use tools that will make them still feel connected into the organization. So things like connections, things like same time, real-time communication tools, and then the social networking tools where you can identify experts, link to experts, collaborate with those experts, those really are invaluable in supporting remote workers. We're also seeing customers that may have an aging workforce. They, too, are also seeing the value of social networking, where there may be people that have been in a company, engineers, let's say, who've been in a company for years and years, have a lot of project experience nearing retirement, and when you have new hires come in, they need to find who those older veterans are, identify where they are, maybe identify intellectual capital that they've created or that they manage or that they provide or keep in file repositories. And just linking these newer workers into these older workers is really critical, and social networking has proven to be extremely valuable in helping accelerate that linkage and that knowledge transfer.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. One other thought I had was these are IBM products that you're talking about with the connections, and quicker applications. Do these also link to public social networking products, to Twitter, for instance, or something like that?
Yeah, they sure do. In fact, Connections has a homepage capability. So the idea is you can just use your browser, you can go into your Connections homepage, and you have various widgets that you can pull together and you can customize. So I can, in my case, I have a list from profiles that shows my colleagues, people that I often work together, and I'll have communities that I'm a part of, a community of practice or interest that I support in my work. But also I have widgets that link out into social networking sites. So in the case of Twitter, which has turned into a really popular thing, kind of the microblogging on the fly through Twitter, I actually have a little widget that I can pull into my Connections homepage so I can keep track of some of my Twitter friends and to see what kind of key activities that they may be doing as well. And also, because of the platform evolution that Lotus has done, one has also tools where they can create widgets and they can create mashups even that can go into the Connections homepage. So a company may say, we need a brand new widget that combines this or that capability, and it can be created and provided to all their users that may be something completely new and different that's important for other companies. So it's very extendable and flexible for workers.
Fred, thank you very much for participating today. The information is very valuable to us. If you're interested in more information about social networking and unified communications from IBM, you can contact your client rep or go to www.ibm.com/lotus/UC2.